Yes, yes. Once again, here we are with the Reentry Connect podcast. Got my brother Abdul Abziz here, about to share some good experiences concerning incarceration, coming home from incarceration. I'm telling you, like, it's nothing but pure knowledge, resources, you know what I'm saying? Inspiring others to do better, you know, do better with themselves. If we did it, you could do it as well. But without further ado, brother Abziz, you go ahead and share who you are, where you're from, and what you represent.
Yeah, my name Abdul Abziz. Mm-hmm. I'm from, you know, North Philadelphia, born and raised. Pretty much my story is it's typical, you know what I mean? Coming up in the city, you know what I mean? Conform to a lot of the norms here in the city, you know, for selling drugs, things of that nature, you know. Mm-hmm. But now, you know, I've given my life over to my Lord Allah, and he have shown me so many different things, man, so many different ways. Mm-hmm. And now that I'm back out here amongst the people in society, I come to rededicate myself to society, for us to the young ones. Pretty much right now, you know, it's a lot of brothers that, you know, we left behind the wall that really, really would like to send all types of word out to these young brothers out here, man. Let them know that, you know, absolutely, they ain't forget about them. Absolutely. You know what I mean? They thinking about them all the time. I'm talking about the ones that they don't even know you.
Yeah, yeah.
But they thinking about you.
Absolutely.
So what I can share with the people here today is that a lot of times when you see, you know, us guys, you know, far as, you know, the reentry guys, the guys that's rededicating themselves back to society, a lot of times people tend to shy away from us. They tend to, you know, turn around and keep walking the other way, you know. But I appreciate the day, because this is a day of that I can honestly say that this is a give back day. They giving back to us. And I appreciate the help, the extending hand, and I'm quite sure my brothers that's in here, they feel the same way.
Yes, indeed. And let me ask you something. If you could briefly say and mention some of the challenges that you may have been through in society, could you just let me know, like, you know, like some of the challenges you may have been through, and like, how did you get over those challenges? Or are you still facing those challenges?
Could you let us know? Okay.
Okay,
basically, one of the main challenges, you know, for, you know, for individuals that's rededicating themselves back to society is a job. It's always about that job, you know, even though they say now that, you know, you don't have to mention, you know, your crime and things of that nature on your application. But with that, employer still has the opportunity to look at it himself and still make that decision without letting you know that that's the decision he's really keeping you back from holding, you know, this job.
Wow.
But at the same time, there are a lot of other windows that are open. There are a lot of other windows that are open that has given us opportunities to work. Mm-hmm. I'm in a halfway house with over 200 and something individuals. And it's still a lot of work out there that basically that want me, you, and whoever else that decide that they want to go out there and do something right with their life.
Yes.
It's never too late.
Never too late. It's never too late.
Nah.
And like you said, giving that word to the individuals that's locked down, if you could give that last motivational word, encouragement, somebody, because a lot of times you don't understand, this platform, the Reentry Connect platform, man, is definitely to give a voice to the voiceless. There's so many people we were incarcerated with, man, powerful attorneys, you know what I'm saying? They study, stay in that law library looking for hope. Some did have hope, but then some are still wishing for the hope to come through. So if you could just give that other one more encouraging word for the brothers that's locked down right now, or even individuals out here about not giving up, what would that be?
Hey, listen, man, y'all. Hey, listen, for my boys that's on lockdown that see me right here, right now, y'all know how I get down. So, you know, if I'm sitting up here, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you what it is. Yeah. So listen, anything out here for you, man, all the little things that you're doing on the inside right now that you think that may not count, it count. I'm talking about, that last hour, you understand, that you still writing up that brief, or you still deciding to put in, you know what I mean, that letter to the Congress, or you decided that you want to drop the mayor letter, you know, don't let that second doubt creep in. Send that mail out. Make those phone calls, because it's here, man. The resources is here. And everybody is waiting for you to return back to where you're supposed to be. And that's with your loved ones, man.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We appreciate that. And without further ado, man, it's the Reissue Connect podcast. But we got to get ready to end now. But we'll love to have him on the regular show as well. Because, again, we're there at the job fair at Temple University. Appreciate, shout out to Dr. Robinson for hosting this event. Man, it's going very well. Got a lot of resources. If you're not here, you need to get here now. But until next time, y'all.